קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך ויאור הקדמה.
The preparation passage for the lesson from the book of Zohar.
כל ריבוי הסתירות נגד ייחודו שאנו תואמים.
Let there be light, page 121. All the many contradictions to his uniqueness which we taste in this world separate us from the Creator. Yet when we exert to keep Torah and mitzvot with love, with all soul and might, as we are commanded, in order to bestow contentment upon our Maker, all those forces of separation do not affect us into subtracting any of the love of the Creator with all our souls and might. Rather, in that state, every contradiction we have overcome becomes a gate for attaining of His wisdom. This is so because there is a special quality in every contradiction, revealing a special degree in attaining Him. And those worthy ones who have been rewarded with it turn darkness into light and bitter into sweet. For all the powers of separation, from the darkness of the mind and the bitterness of the body, have become to them gates for attainment of sublime degrees. Thus the darkness becomes a great light, and the bitter becomes sweet. Hence, to the extent that they previously had all the conducts of his guidance towards the forces of separation, now they have all been inverted into forces of unification, and they judge the whole world into the scale of merit. This is because now each force serves for them as a gate of righteousness, by which they will come to receive from the Creator everything that He has contemplated for them to delight them with the thought of creation. However, prior to being rewarded with inverting the desire to receive in us through Torah and mitzvot into reception in order to bestow, there are strong locks on those gates to the Creator. For then they have the opposite role, to drive us away from the Creator. This is why the forces of separation are called locks, since they block the gates of approaching and drive us away from the Creator. But if we overcome them so that they will not affect us, cooling His love from our hearts, then the locks become openings. The darkness becomes light and the bitter becomes sweet. Upon all the locks, we receive a special degree in His providence, and they become openings, degrees of attainment of the Creator.
So we need to... The main thing we need to do is to arrange our relation towards reality. The whole of reality is the Shekhinah, is divinity. It's the revelation of the Creator. Only that now this reality, the inanimate, the vegetative, the living, the human beings, everything we feel that as existing outside myself is all the revelation of the Creator. But for the time being, it is under concealment, and it is opposite to what it has to be. This entire oppositeness is only a result of our opposite attributes. But if we try to relate to this entire reality through the teacher, the group, the books, dissemination, through every possible way to relate to this reality as perfect, to see what do we lack in order to reach such a relation, in order to try to strengthen ourselves by the help of the environment, to see everything this way, then gradually, by our efforts, when one penny is summed up to another one, into a big account, we start to feel that we need to correct only ourselves, and everything that is found outside the person is the holy divinity or the soul, And in every given moment, one has an opportunity by, as a result of his evil thoughts about reality, about divinity, about everything that happens to him, within him, regarding his attributes, when he thinks that there is something besides perfection, internally and externally, he has the ability to scrutinize, to overcome, and thus reach a decision that this reality will start to be revealed, and all the contradictions that he previously felt in every given moment with respect to himself, with respect to the way he's corrupted and the way everything outside of him is corrupted, he now sees that all this is only, all of those things he saw were only forces which help him enlarge, magnify his connection with the Creator. That this entire reality is placed before him as a field that shines with different lights, with different discernments of perfection. And then he reaches he's able to perceive the essence of creation.